The following message is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. This is Ariana Hatfield, Dominican University student athlete, and I want to personally welcome and thank you for tuning into tonight's episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Here we talk about the stresses in an athlete's life that can cause severe damage without the support and resources necessary to maintain inner peace. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Ball is Life, the 10,000 Hour Burnout. Tonight, we are going to talk about athletes when they come back from an injury. Injuries like from their sport or injuries outside of their sport. Regardless of how it happened, when it happened, what time in their season it happened, we're going to cover all that tonight. So, what better way to start out with that topic than discussing my own personal experience? In our second episode, I talked a little bit about how I was at junior college and I experienced probably one of the most severe injuries that I have experienced since I started playing basketball, which was a hard blow to the face, fracturing to the right side of my cheek, and partial fracture in my cheekbone, temporary blindness, and breaking of the cartilage and the upper bone to the right side of my nose. For those of you who have never had any serious injuries to the face, that pretty much means that I got knocked out pretty hard, full force. It was a very hard time for me when that happened because of the fact that I had never experienced such a serious injury. And like I said in the previous episodes, it was hard coming back from that. I was so scared that it was going to happen again that every time I heard a basketball bounce or I heard our men's team at the time in the gym practicing before we did, I literally would go into a full-blown anxiety attack because all of that replayed in my head, and just I couldn't bring myself to come back. So what was going through my head specifically though at the time was, like I said, will it happen again? Will it be as serious? Will it be even more serious? Is it even going to happen again? Those are the questions I kept asking myself over and over again. And as an athlete, and I think that other athletes can relate to this a lot, is that it's the feeling of not knowing what's going to happen next. And I recently felt that very all at once, and all that fear hit me like a truck recently, because I was in a boot because I hurt my right ankle in practice. I came down on it real hard and I was in a boot for about 2 weeks. It wasn't too serious, but at the time when it happened and I felt myself go down and I couldn't stand up or put pressure on it, immediately those questions went through my head. And I thought, why was I so scared? Was I scared because of me, or was I scared because I knew what was going to happen and with my parents and my coaches? Those are the things that I started to put into perspective now that this is my second time going through this kind of injury. And I really sat and I thought and I reflected on it, and I realized that it wasn't so much me. It was more of, I knew that immediately once making that phone call to my parents that they were going to say that it was my fault. And not all athletes experience that pressure and that just the guilt of disappointing your parents or your coaches, but there are some athletes out there that experience that. I grew up as a diehard student athlete. Some would even say that I was bred to be a student athlete. I have 7 siblings. I'm the youngest. I'm number 8. Every single one of us are student athletes. We didn't all play the same sport, but we were student athletes. And we grew up with the mindset that even though you're supposed to go your hardest, you cannot get injured to the point where you can't play. Because if we don't play, then that makes us weak. And I was thinking about that the whole time. You know, I was sitting on the side and I was watching my team practice, and my parents' voices were in my head and they were replaying over and over and over again. Why would you do that? How did you get hurt? Why would you even let yourself get hurt like that? Why would you let someone push you over like that? And I just was thinking to myself, wait, this isn't my fault. You know, playing a contact sport, you're going to get hurt. But I grew up with that mindset all my life that I was convinced, even when I had that serious injury back at junior college, I was convinced it was my fault. I for some reason in my head, I was like, oh, I should have been guarding my face better. I should have been paying attention. And thinking back on it now, it's like, well, what was I supposed to do? Wear a helmet? You know, this isn't football. You know, I can't wear padding all over my head. You know, I can't be just a karate chop blocking my face at all moments, every second, every minute of the game. That's very unrealistic for the game of basketball, at least. I can't speak for other sports like soccer, lacrosse, or anything like that. But I can't always be 100% aware of, you know, my own body and what's going on around me. But I can be aware of the other people. And that's why I blamed myself so much, was because I was like, why did I let this happen? And so recently, back to talking about, you know, my ankle recently, I was thinking about, you know, how hard it would be to come back and be behind everybody and watching, and everyone, we're at the point where we're starting to scrimmage and do exhibitions, and we're starting to insert plays and defensive plays, offensive plays, all of these things. And we're doing drills that are game-like, we're doing situational things, and I'm sitting on the side in my boot, you know, kind of as happy as I can be, but not really happy at all. And I'm watching and getting those mental reps, as my coach Tim Lacoste would say, getting mental reps. And I just find myself getting so distracted because I'm thinking to myself, I'm like 10 steps behind everyone now because everyone's getting better. They're putting in that work. They're getting even more in shape. They're getting stronger, faster, all these things. And I'm sitting here, and it's not like I'm just staying in one place. My skill is staying in one place. My ability to run, my ability, you know, my strength, everything. It's all deteriorating because, as a lot of people know, the more you sit on the couch, the more unhealthy you get. You know, the worse you get. You know, your skills start to go backwards. You being in shape starts to go backwards because now you're eating and you're eating junk food and you're watching TV. You're not moving around, and there's no workout or anything like that to balance you out. You know, a lot of my athletes can relate to that. You know, I'm sure most of you out there have your cheat days where you eat a piece of cheesecake or have a milkshake or eat ice cream, you know, a couple hours after practice when you're just lounging watching your next Netflix show. But for me, I was sitting out for 2 weeks, not practicing, not lifting, not conditioning, and I'm doing all these things and I'm like, wow, I'm getting worse. So I think, yes, the injury is hard, but I think the mindset going back to getting thrown kind of into the deep end when you're no longer hurt and you have to train yourself to say, hey, this hurts, but I'm no longer injured. That's the scariest part of coming back. And on the last episode, we were talking to Jordan and she touched a little bit on this too. You know, having that support around you is essential because, you know, she was talking about how her parents were super supportive. Like, her grandpa brought her bananas, you know, bought her bananas because she had a banana one day and she knocked down a bunch of shots, you know. And me coming from a family where we're raised on tough love, we don't have that, you know, there type of connection or bond or treatment. It's, all right, you got hurt, now we're immediately, we have to work on coming back. And I think that's where a lot of athletes burn out so quickly because they're so focused on just coming back, catching up to everyone, and be showing everyone that, you know, it doesn't matter that I missed how many days or how many weeks, I'm still here. You know, it doesn't affect me at all. So my mindset coming back from that minor injury was definitely, I was very shaky. I was nervous my first day. I stepped on the court and I just was, it felt like I was three steps behind everybody. Everyone moved right. I'd take 10 minutes to move right, you know, and I can't say that it was a great feeling. And even though I'm back now and I'm past that point, I still feel kind of down about it sometimes because I had all this time to think about it and it was all I could do. It's not like I could go to practice for a couple hours and just let this be my release, let this be my outlet. It was like I was going to practice and I was sitting on the side and I was being reminded that I was just behind and that I was going to be behind. I recently actually watched an interview yesterday and it was of a UFC fighter and he said that, and I quote, "I thought that if everyone can see that mental health took down someone like me, someone as big as me, someone as strong as me, one of the best champions in the world like me, that is just as important to take care of." And I thought that was the most important thing I've ever heard. Because especially in guy athletes, you know, you see these big, tall, buff athletes and you're like, ah, like he's acting like a wuss, like he's being over dramatic, like he needs to pop back up for that. He's a boy, like, you know, take it like a man, you know. And it's so awful that we have to, not only female athletes, but all athletes have to go through that, those stereotypes that we are all supposed to be this tough, thick-skinned human being that's supposed to just run around and put a ball in a hoop with no issues. And that's why I thought that that was the most important thing that I could share with you guys tonight, was that even though you are injured, it is not a race to come back. And I've made that mistake ample times. You know, this is my third time getting injured due to basketball, and I still have that instinct like, okay, time to work on coming back. And the influence comes from outside mostly. My teammates during this time were telling me, "Ari, do not rush this. Don't rush this. We're at the beginning. Take your time." But meanwhile, I was going home and all of my family and everything and all my friends back home were telling me, you got to get back. You can't let this affect you. You can't be weak like this. You have to be mentally strong. This is all mental. You're not really injured. It's all in your head. And it's easy coming from people who aren't on the court, even from coaches. Yes, they are coaching, they see everything, and they once were athletes, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but all you coaches out there, it's been a while since you guys touched the court, you know? No matter how many midnight leagues or, you know, older guy or girl leagues that you guys join for whatever sport you coach, you'll never know exactly what us student athletes are going through because we are on the court now. And the expectations for us student athletes now are a lot worse than they were for you guys back then. And I don't know how I could stress it enough. If you haven't played in 15, 20 years, or you haven't been in college for even 5 years and up, you know, it's hard for you guys to determine what we're going through when you went through this a long, long time ago. It only gets worse. And speaking for female sports, the expectations are getting a lot higher because they see, I can't speak for other sports once again, but for basketball, girls are starting to adapt this, I like to call it the ooh and ah of the game, that men had a long time ago. You know, we play more aggressive, more, as some people would say, shifty. You know, they added a dunk contest for AAU and club basketball, and women were dunking in that contest. So the expectations for us are getting a lot higher because we're starting to play, I hate to say this, but we're starting to play like how men play. And it gets to be a lot. And coaches, you have to pay attention to your players during these times. Even if they're not injured, you have to check in on them. You have to see how their process is going. And it's not so much as a, oh, like, how's it going? How did this go today? You know, how did your ankle feel during this drill? If it felt bad, that's okay. That just means we need to take it back half a step and we need to heal you the proper way. And it is up to not only coaches and teammates, but to families and friends that outside of school and people who don't play, it is up to them to encourage a student athlete, whoever they may be to you, that there is no race to coming back. That is all we have for tonight, folks. Thank you for listening to tonight's podcast. I am your host, Ariana Hatfield, and I will see you next week.